Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. We left off yesterday with the Jewish pilgrims waiting, but with hope. They have just seen the site of the ancient eastern entrance into the city of Jerusalem. The Golden Gate is a welcome sight. "We're almost there," you can hear them saying it. The hope fills them with motivation. "I can do this. We're almost there." Where? To the city where they will make a sacrificial offering in the presence of God. Their destination? God's presence. Now, we don't hope in the vision of the city walls. So what do we hope in? Psalm 130 tells us, hope in his word. This is our work, not walking to Jerusalem, but soaking in the word. This was true, too, for the Israelites who sang about a shared hope in God's promises, the word. It's still true for us today. Romans 15:4 reads, "Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Like the arches of the gate in Jerusalem, our eyes fix on the word, and that provides hope for the next step. Feasting on the word is the work of waiting, and I do mean feasting, because Jesus put it like this. Matthew 4:4, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." The word is our spiritual and emotional sustenance. Just as bread and veggies are nourishment for our bodies, without the word, your spirit will grow weak and wimpy. And here's where we arrive at an invitation I accepted to be in the word every single day. I knew my soul was weak and wimpy, even though I'd confessed my sin so very long ago. It was starved of the nourishment of the scriptures because I was not hoping in the word. I needed truth to dispel lies, promises to walk me through failures, prophecy to give me ultimate hope. But here's the thing, being a mom and a business owner was crowding out quiet moments in my life. Time for Jesus, time for reading the Bible, seemed impossible. But wait, I was still finding time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for my body. It was time to find time to eat the word for my soul. So I got out my calendar and I actually started writing my time with God and his word into my calendar, scheduled it, and not in pencil, as they say, it was inked. That was a turning point in my life. And that's why Psalm 130 became such a pivotal tool in my walk with Christ. Today, we'll be combining Psalm 130 verses 1-5 as we walk and meditate. Let me say them for you. "Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word, I put my hope." Let's walk those words out, friend. Hey, the Israelites were walking to the temple of God. Today, you are that temple if you've accepted Christ. Well, walking is one of the simplest ways to care for the dwelling place of God. It helps regulate your sleep, reduces inflammation, increases your energy. Now, personally, I don't lose a ton of weight when I walk, but I do look better when I'm consistent because it moves around the lymphatic system and drains it. I'm less puffy. But the point is this, you're tending to the temple where God's spirit dwells. Happy walking, friend.